Blog Talk Radio.
Well, hello, ladies. How are you today? This Monday, May 28th, Memorial Day in the United States. I want to say hello to everyone. This is your success coach, Trina Newby, broadcasting to you live this Monday, May 28th, and as always, bringing you inspiration, motivation, and ways to make your business, your dreams, and your ideas a success. Well, today is Memorial Day here in the U.S., and I want to salute all of our troops who died in past wars, you know, for us to have our liberties and our freedoms. You know, we've come a long way in the U.S., and we still have a long ways to go. I also want to give a salute to our troops who are currently serving our country away from their loved ones. Of course, I, being a military spouse, definitely know what it's like to not have your husband with you, and I know for many of you who are listening, some of you have relatives and various people that you know and are close to that are in the military. So, of course, I feel totally blessed that my husband successfully retired from the military without incident and is here with me. But there are many of those who can't say the same. And for them, you know, I send out my prayers, I send out my love and my true sincerity of letting you know that I truly appreciate everything your loved one did for our country. And I hope that you all will take a moment of reflection today to remember all of our loved ones who did not make it out. Let's go ahead and move on. We've got a lot to discuss today. First of all, let me just let you know that today's show is going to be a little short. It's the holiday. And so we are going to have a 30-minute show today, or I'm going to try and keep it at about 30 minutes. So I want to start right off with just letting you guys know, as always, we ask a special blessing at Successful Woman Radio, and that is that you share the show with someone that you know needs encouragement, motivation, or they need information and resources to help move their business forward. So at this time, I'm going to go ahead and ask you to flash over while I'm just doing our quick intro here on the show and just let one other woman know that Successful Woman Radio is live on the air. Have her to dial into 347-637-2589. Again, 347-637-2589. 2589. And of course, if you're listening from your desktop online, you know what to do. Just get on your Twitter, your Facebook, your LinkedIn, all of your social networks if possible, and have them to dial in or listen by going to blogtalkradio.com/successfulwomanradio, spelled all the way out. Blogtalkradio.com, again, /successfulwomanradio. Failed all the way out. Well, I don't know about you ladies, but I know that I had a very nice weekend, and it's turning out to be a great holiday. And I had that weekend that was wonderful, all because I made one simple decision. What is that, you might ask? Well, I joy pampered. And joy pampering is just so very, very important. You know, I promised everyone at the very beginning of 2012 that there are two things that I will always mention, because why? Repetition and hearing it enough buries itself into your subconscious psyche, and it causes you to take action at some point. So joy pampering is very important to us because we are responsible for our own joy. Nobody can bring that joy to you. You can choose to accept the joy or receive it, or you can choose to just, you know, stay in a state of mind where you block all the joy coming your way. And so I encourage all women to embrace joy pampering and to take 15 minutes out of your day, every single day, 7 days a week, and do something that makes you smile, ladies, makes you appreciate life, makes you have that warm feeling of satisfaction. Remember, again, that joy pampering truly is a deliberate act of experiencing emotions of well-being, happiness, and satisfaction. So, ladies, I charge you to find your joy and to hold on to it and let no one take it from you. Well, hopefully you ladies are dialing some of your friends and you're asking them to get on the other line and to join in with us on Successful Woman Radio on this holiday. And, of course, I know it's the holiday and a lot of people are out there probably already barbecuing and getting things up to have some great food and just relax for the holiday season. But as you know, Successful Woman Radio comes on all holidays, regardless of what holiday it is, every single Monday. We are on the air as our commitment to you to make sure that you have your dose of motivation and inspiration for the week. It is 12:05 after the hour, and for those of you that have just tuned in, you're listening to no other than Successful Woman Radio. Well, all of this month, we have been covering the theme, Let Go and Soar. S-O-A-R, as I like to spell it out for everyone. You know, I have really enjoyed the theme this month because it's really letting us as women know that we have to just let go of a lot of baggage, let go of a lot of things that tend to hold us back in life, and that we have to really embrace soaring, moving forward, climbing the ladder, and making things happen for ourselves. So all this month, we have had some great subtopics and have received great feedback from our listeners that they really liked all of the topics that we talked about. And many people said they were timely topics. So here's what we have so far for all of May. On May 7th, which was our first Monday in May, we covered remove the obstacles that hold you back. And on May 14th, we covered claim your wealth mentally and financially. And then last Monday on May 21st, we covered take control of your time. And that one really struck a chord with a lot of people because, you know, no matter how much we listen to time management and trying to get a grip on it and trying to understand it, truth be told, time really is something that we all need to pay attention to. We all really need to get a grip, a serious grip, on how we are managing our days. And then today, May 28th, we are going to be discussing 5 success questions you must ask yourself. Very, very important. 5 success questions you must ask yourself. In other words, there are a lot of questions that we can ask ourselves as to why we aren't doing something, as to why something isn't happening in our lives the way we want it to. But I have kind of nailed down 5 success questions that you have to ask. I mean, you just simply must ask yourself these questions, and you must take some time out to answer them. And so I hope that you guys have a pen and a notepad handy because it's going to be good today. You're going to get some questions to ask yourself that I think is not only going to make you think, but it's going to make you want to take action, okay? Right now, I want to go ahead and open up the line to anyone that would like to share information about their business or about an event that they're having, or maybe you would like to introduce your fan page or your website. Well, now is the time to do it. This is our listener promotion time, and you have the opportunity by simply pressing *1 on your phone keypad. At that time, you can take 30 seconds to, you know, share your business with us and let us know what you and your company is all about. So, ladies, go ahead. At this time, you can go ahead and press *1 on your phone keypad. And, again, let us know what you guys are doing with your business and how you're doing in your business. While we are waiting for individuals to go ahead and press *1, I'm going to go ahead and just share with you a book that I am currently reading. And as you guys know, I read 2 to 3 books on a monthly basis, and sometimes I read up to 5 books on a monthly basis. It just depends. I love reading, and again, I encourage you to read because just think about it. If you read two to three books a month, or even if you just read one book per month, and each of those authors that you read each month have at least 10 years of experience, you would have gained 120 years of knowledge in a year. Okay? And it's just that powerful, and it can be that impactful on your life and on your business. Well, one such book that I am reading is called The Charge, C-H-A-R-G-E, The Charge. And the book is by Brendan Burchard. And Brendan is quite a person. I have looked at his webinars and been a fan of his for quite a while now. He is the author of The Millionaire Messenger and also the popular book entitled Life's Golden Ticket. Well, he's written the book The Charge, and The Charge in and of itself is really about how to improve the quality of your life. And he does that by giving us 10 driving factors that can improve our human lives. And it's quite interesting. And the book is a medium read. So that means that you really have to schedule some time to sit down and read it, but it's a medium read but easy. And he gives some great information that I think that would be beneficial to you. And again, the book is called The Charge by Brendan Burchard. I see that we have an individual online who would like to share some information about their business. Listener whose last four of your phone number is 6300, you are live on the air. Give us your name, the city you're calling from, and proceed with sharing the information about your company. Go ahead.
Good morning, Trina. This is Mignon Patterson. How are you today?
Good morning, Mignon. How are you today?
I am doing wonderful. I'm a little hoarse. My daughter graduated high school Friday night, and I think I celebrated the entire weekend.
Congrats. But, well, you've got something to celebrate. Congratulations.
Thank you very much. Good afternoon, ladies, successful business women, and women that are controlling your own future. I come to you today as a marketing executive for Melaleuca, the wellness company. I've been with Melaleuca for 8 years as a consumer. However, I've been marketing for them, and that is my business, for the last 6 years. And what Melaleuca focuses on is disease prevention and total wellness, preventing allergies, asthma, diabetes, heart conditions, and so forth through natural alternatives. And recently, I just came back from our convention about a week ago where we introduced a new product line that deals with metabolic syndrome. One out of three adults and children will deal with diabetes in some form, diabetes 1, diabetes 2, and one out of two adults over the age of 50 will deal with some form of diabetes. So we introduced a product that can prevent pre-diabetes and help people that deal with metabolic syndrome, and that's something that you normally would find out from your physician through testing of your glucose level and your blood pressure. So to find out more information, if you have someone in your family, children, or yourself, or a friend, loved one, that you'd like to know more information about dealing with these type of things, any type of disease or prevention, you can reach Mignon Patterson, that's M-I-N-Y-O-N, Patterson, P-A-T-T-E-R-S-O-N, at 678-334-6300. And my email address is filetmignon, F-I-L-E-T-M-I-N-Y-O-N, at yahoo.com. And I'm also
Go ahead.
I'm also a network leader with Women About Biz for the Fayette area, and you can find me on the website at www.fayettebusinesswomen.com, and I look forward to connecting with many of you in our social networking site on Women About Biz.
Wonderful, wonderful. Well, Mignon, thank you so much, and that is some very interesting news in reference to a product that's going to help prevent diabetes, because it's all about prevention. That's the most important thing. It's all about prevention. So, again, for those of you that are listening, Mignon offered up her phone number to connect with her, 678-334-6300. And, again, ladies, you know, it's so important to connect with one another. And, you know, call Mignon, introduce yourself, say hello, share information about your business, and let her share information about hers. And you never know how a synergy will be created and you guys can work together. So, again, that was Mignon Patterson, 678-334-6300. Mignon, thank you so very much. I think we have room left for maybe one more. Room left for maybe one more person who would like to share information about their business or some wonderful news that's happened in their business, or perhaps an event that you are doing that you would like to share. So, again, you guys can go ahead and press star one. And while we are, again, waiting for someone to press that star one to give you that opportunity to share, we're going to go ahead and move forward with letting you know about happenings at womenaboutbiz.com. We've got a great teleclass coming up on Wednesday, June 20th, from 12 noon to 1 p.m., and we know that you're going to want to be a part of it. The class is called Twitter Power, Building Your Twitter Network. You know, your friends and your associates, your clients, they're already using Twitter. And so now you're thinking, hey, it's time for me to join in on the Twitter power. Well, this informative teleclass is about learning the basics of Twitter and how to properly set up your own Twitter network. So the topics covered will include Twitter basics, how to microblog, using Twitter for your business, and building your own Twitter network. And again, that is going to be on Wednesday, June 20th, from 12 noon to 1 p.m. So I want to encourage everybody to visit womenaboutbiz.com, hold your mouse over events, and click on teleclasses and programs. And from there, you will be able to see information on the Twitter Power teleseminar. Now, I also want to share with you about our special post-partner event that's coming to Atlanta on the 15th of June, and that is our Spark and Hustle Women's Conference brought to you by Tori Johnson, the founder of Women for Hire, and ABC correspondent. And also, I just want to say I am really excited and getting even more excited about this conference as I'm connecting with women from all over who are saying that they are going to attend. So if you're really interested in attending a very warm and intimate conference for businesswomen that's all about handing out the meat in the conference. You don't have to necessarily buy anything in order to get what you're looking for, but they're going to give out great information, and this is a conference to attend. There's going to be hot topics on everything from having your breakthrough to technology. Women About Biz is going to have a vendor table there. We are also having an after party on that evening as well. Now, the registration early bird is $77, and I think there's only a few more days before that early bird registration will move up to $97. So what I want you to do is seriously consider, if you're in Atlanta or around the metro Atlanta area, I'd like you to seriously consider attending the Spark and Hustle Conference for Women. Again, it's going to be on June 15th at Cobb Galleria Center from 8 a.m. to 5 p.m. All you need to do is just visit Women About Biz and click on the special registration link, and you'll get to that page, that $77 registration page. And definitely, if you do register, we really need you to pay attention to this, because I'll need to get you an invitation out to our after party. Email me at T Newbie, that's T as in Trina, T newbyt, newbie, at womenaboutbiz.com. And just let me know in the subject line, registered for Spark and Hustle, and that way we can get your name on the private after-party invitation list. And we're going to have a great time on that Friday evening. So, again, I want to encourage you that if you haven't seen the Spark and Hustle conference information, you really need to take a look at it and seriously consider coming. I think that it is a $77 investment, well worth, you know, attending. Last but not least, I want to remind all of you who are listening that if you have not started participating on the Women About Biz social network, I want to share with you just a few ways that you can participate. You know, social networking, what I'm learning is for many business women, social networking seems to be somewhat confusing, or women are just not sure on how to social network. We're used to going on message boards and forums and that kind of thing, but it social networking really encourages you to communicate with people in different ways, and some people are just not sure on those ways to communicate. So I want to cover a few ways that you can utilize the Women About Biz social community to network with other women. The first thing I want to say is this, because I get a lot of women emailing me and just sharing with me their general experience of being on Women About Biz, on being on Facebook, in reference to social networking. And what a lot of women tell me is that they reach out and extend, you know, fellowship and try to connect with other women, but they never get a response back. So one of the things that I think is so very, very important, ladies, is that if you're going to invest your time in social networking, let's do it right. That means that you are going to be a responsible social networker. You're gonna upload your picture. You're going to make sure that you create your profile about yourself, and you're going to make sure that you set a strategy or a system of how you're going to social network on a weekly basis, which is very, very important. Now, you don't have to stay on a social network forever, and all of you know that you can be on Facebook and start clicking, and before you know it, you've sat in a chair for hours on Facebook. So you really have to be strict with yourself. But for the purpose of social networking with business women and the private network here at Women About Biz, there are a few ways that you may not know how to social network. So let me share those with you quickly. Number one, again, the first thing you want to do is to make sure that you have uploaded not your company logo, but your personal photo, an image of yourself, okay? The next thing is you want to make sure that you have created your profile. Now, after you have done those things, the first thing you realize is that there are thousands of women on the Women About Biz social network, and, of course, just like with any other network, not everybody is out there putting out messages and really actively networking. So what happens is we have a recent activities list right there on the front page of the social network. So those women that you see who are making recent comments, who are active, will be listed in that recent activity. Those are the women that you really want to click on their photo, which will take you to their social network page, and you want to connect with them. You want to add them as a friend. Now, another tip is you can take it a step further. After you read about this woman and you read what she does and what her business is all about, you can send her a private message through the Women About Biz social network from you to her and just say, hello, my name is, quickly tell her what you do and just let her know, I recently invited you to connect with you on Women About Biz, and I just wanted to say hello. Now, when she responds, because I believe in making sure that someone is going to respond to you, when she responds to you, then that's when you respond back to her again via the Women About Biz email, and that's when you say to her, I would love to have a 10 or 15 minute connection call with you, and perhaps we can share what we each do as far as our businesses are concerned, and then maybe we could talk about ways that we can support one another. Now, this is what you do. You get very familiar with Women About Biz. What, you know, what do you talk about? You know, go on Women About Biz, look in our channel section and read articles and different things, because, you know, 9 times out of 10, the person that you're connecting with may not have read the same articles that you have read. So you can say, oh, did you read Writing Your Working Business Plan on Women About Biz? I found that article to be very helpful. What about 5 ways to market your business on the Internet? So basically you're utilizing Women About Biz as a resource tool and pushing her to participate more in Women About Biz, but also by doing that, you're serving as a resource for her. So, again, and then you can talk about other ways that you can help each other as well outside of the Women About Biz network. So that's very, very important. Another way that you can utilize our social network is by blogging. Blogging is very, very important. And I've said it before, Women About Biz has been on the Internet for more than 12 years now. And what that means is that we are an aged website. And so, of course, a lot of the blogging that you do on Women About Biz, you're going to see that before you would see it on your own website. So that helps you in that way. You can also have links in your blogs, and what that does is it allows you to link, have a link back to your website, which helps in search engine optimization. So there is a lot of ways. That's just a few of the ways I've mentioned. There are a lot of ways that you can make use of the Women About Biz social network, but it requires you to schedule some time, maybe 15 minutes every day to get in there. Now, ladies, if you have not joined as a free silver member, I want to encourage you to do so. And to do that, you simply go to womenaboutbiz.com/my-community. And once there, just click on the Join Now button that you see right there in front of you, and you'll be able to join the Women About Biz social network. And again, there's just all kinds of ways, not just only on our network, but all kinds of ways that you can get yourself known and seen out there. And it's just not about exchanging business cards anymore in the business world. It's about sharing resources. It's about building credibility for yourself. It's about expanding your knowledge. And today you don't have to know someone in order to connect with them, you know. You can, that's the power of social networking. So I want you all to really remember that if you're going to social network, to do it responsibly, to respond when someone is connecting with you via private message or by befriending you, also make sure, again, and I can't stress this fact enough, make sure that you have an updated professional image and a profile. I know a lot of ladies have emailed me before and said, you know, oh, I'm going to get my picture up when I get a professional image. Well, that was like a year or two ago, and I'm still seeing blank pictures on the screen. So I want to encourage you, you can go to pretty much any mall. Most malls have the quick photo shots where they take the glamour shots. I suggest that you put on a color attractive for you on photos, put on a little extra makeup, and go to a glamour shot photo center or one of the mall photo shops and have a digital, ask them specifically for a digital photo shoot. And that way you can get that done quickly. They can give it to you on a disc, and you can go ahead and upload your professional picture. And in many ways, they'll email it to you right after they've taken the picture and you're satisfied with it. So, again, it's a quick way to get a professional photo without literally procrastinating all the time about it. And, ladies, you know how we are. We tend to do that. So let's put a snap to it. If you don't have that professional picture that you feel would represent you, you know, get it on your calendar this week. Don't procrastinate. Get it on your calendar this week. Now we want to go ahead and move into 5 success questions you must ask yourself. You know, we've talked a lot about letting go and soar this week, this month, and we've talked also a lot about action, taking action, and why it's so very, very important. Well, you know, I know that a lot of the times women will listen to the show and they will take all of the information in but not necessarily take action on it. And that's just the way it's going to be for a lot of people. And it's really what separates the successful from the non-successful. Those who take action and don't give up are going to get the results they're looking for. And those who choose to just not take action, well, you know what will happen. You won't get results. I'm sure none of you listening want to be the lady in the rocking chair who rocks while she's thinking about her past life and has a life full of regret because she regrets most of all that she just didn't take the action. She's not even caring about whether or not she succeeded with getting what she wanted, the end result. She just regrets never having taken the action and never having even known whether she could have succeeded in a particular thing or not. None of us wants to be that older woman doing that. And so I think there are some questions that we need to be asking ourselves in order to reach success a lot faster, okay? Here's the first question. The first question is, have I actually written my vision, okay? Have I actually written my vision? You know, I talk to a lot of businesswomen who, you know, tell me that they have their vision and they know what they want to experience in life. But whenever I ask them to either email it to me within the next 15 minutes or you know, can they share it with me, they stumble and cannot. Listen, it's time for us to stop lying to ourselves, you know, and I use that word strongly. Let's not lie to ourselves because as women, it's very easy for us to do that. If you have not actually sat down, taken the time, giving yourself the proper time to think about what it is that you want to experience at some particular time frame, then you need to do that. You need to actually write your vision down. And at womenaboutbiz.com, we have that information for you. You don't have to be by yourself and come up with it as far as the outline to write your vision. We have information on how you can write your vision right away. You can simply go to womenaboutbiz.com, hold your mouse over channels, and from there, the very last link in the drop-down says Her Vision, and you can click on that, and you can read the article on how to create your vision. You know, there are a few areas in writing your vision that you should be concerned with. Now, you don't have to always break it down and have a vision for each of these areas, but if you're really wanting to be very well-rounded, your vision can be broken down into approximately six different areas: educational and learning, family and friends, health, financial, spiritual, and career. You know, again, your vision can be broken down into one of these six basic areas: education and learning, family and friends, health, your financial vision, spiritual, and career. Okay, so that kind of breaks it down and covers a large portion of the involvement of your life, okay? Education and learning is all about what is it that you want to learn. So we're not necessarily talking about going back to college, okay? But we're talking about education in general. It could be going back to college, or it could be taking a teleclass, a workshop. It could be gaining a new skill from a personal development level. But what is it that you want to experience from your education and learning standpoint, okay? You may not want to experience anything. If not, move on to the next one, family and friends. What type of relationships is it that you want to have with your family and your friends? Health. Where is your health and where should your health be? What is it that you want to experience? Do you want to experience losing weight? Do you want to experience wearing a size 6 in a dress or a size 10 in a dress? What is it that you want to experience? Financial, you know, how much money do you want to see in your checking account? Okay, do you want to see $20,000, $30,000? Would you like to see $100,000? What is it that you want financially? spiritually, what relationship do you want to have with God? You know, most people say that they are Christian, but that doesn't really mean anything. You know, everybody has a relationship on a different level with the Creator, and so you really have to make a decision of what type of spiritual relationship you want to have with God. You know, do you need to improve or experience a better prayer life, a better meditation life? What is it that you need to experience? And then let's look at career. Now, career means it could be employment or it could be business, but what type of career do you want to have for yourself? What do you want to represent? What brings out the passion in you? What makes you happy? What's going to help you to wake up every day excited and full of joy to do whatever it is that you do for a living? You need to think about these things. Now, one of the things I want to share with you is that it can be a little bit overwhelming when you do your vision because, you know, just thinking about all of the things that you want in life can just really make you feel overwhelmed. So here's what I suggest first. The process of visioning and getting used to visioning takes time, and you want to see some results quickly. So what I encourage you to do is just simply to ask yourself this one question, and this is a sub-question to number one, which is, what would I like to experience within this next 3 to 6 months? Okay? What would you like to experience within these next 3 to 6 months? Okay, if you can answer that question, then you can start setting your goals to support that question, okay? Let's move on to question number two, and this is another question that is dear to my heart. It's something that I have asked myself, okay? Why am I not taking action, okay? Why am I not taking action? You see, what I have learned is that even though you have a vision, it doesn't really mean anything unless you're ready to take action. Unless you're ready to create goals to support your vision and then create some to-do items to support your goals and get it all scheduled on your calendar, it really is a waste of your time. It's like you might as well not do it if you're not going to carry it all the way out. So I ask myself this question whenever I feel like I'm not seeing results. I ask myself, why am I not taking action? Okay? Because action is so very, very important. It means that you get up off of your behind and you take a step forward towards your goal or your vision or whatever it is that you're trying to do, and you stop playing with yourself. You stop lying to yourself about why you can't do a certain thing, but you have to answer a direct question. Why am I not taking action? Are you scared? Is it fear? Do you feel that you're not fully prepared? Well, here's the thing, ladies. For whatever reason you're not taking action, and you do need to answer the why, you need to also find a solution for why you're not doing something, because that's the only way you're going to actually improve it, okay? Here's number three. What can I do today? Okay, what can I do today to be more successful? Okay, what can I do today to be more successful? Now, this is a general question, but it's very, very important because no one knows you like you. What can you do today to be more successful? What is it? Do you need to improve in time management? Do you need to, after you listen to this show, do you need to go ahead and try to prepare your week? What is it that you need to do to be more successful? Very, very important. You know the answer, but only if you sit down and explore and give yourself the opportunity, okay, the opportunity to find solutions for your answers. If your answer is that I don't know, then you still got to find solutions for that, okay? If your answer has to do with the skill that you need, then you need to find a solution for that, okay? Let's move on to question number four. And by the way, ladies, questioning is a very important part of coaching. Self-coaching is just as important and can be just as effective as one-on-one coaching with a coach. questioning yourself and answering the question back will cause you to start thinking about how you're going to take action and how you're going to remedy the situation. And that's why questioning is so powerful and so very, very important. So before I move on to number four, let's go ahead and do a recap of the first three questions. Number one was, have I actually written my vision? That's number one, have I actually written my vision? Number two, why am I not taking action? Okay, why am I not taking action? Okay, what are you not taking action on? You know, list some things that you're not taking action on and then ask yourself, okay, what's holding me back in this area? Number three, okay, what can I do today to be more successful? See, this is one of those questions that you need to ask yourself every single day at the beginning of your day. What can I do today to be more successful? Very important question. If you ask yourself that every day, believe it or not, you will eliminate some things that will that have been holding you back or that are really shouldn't even be on your calendar for that day, because you know that you really need to focus in on though only those things that are going to help you to be successful. Well, here's number four. Have I properly set up my time management system? Have I properly set up my time management system? Okay, ladies, this is a very important question, because I find that 4 out of 5 women that I talk to do not have a time management system. And when you don't have a system on how you guide your life, on how you structure your life, then guess what's going to happen? A lot of things are going to fall through the cracks, a lot, and you will not have accomplished your vision or your dreams and your goals, and that's not what you're looking for. So I encourage you today. You might say, yeah, I keep up with some appointments on my phone, but here's what I am saying. If you have not sat down and written out a system for how you manage your time, how you actually invest those hours, okay, you don't have a time system. That's straight and simple. You do not have a time system, and you literally need to get one. Let me just share a couple of things that we talked about last Monday as we discussed let go and soar, take control of your time. Here's some facts that we can't ignore. For those of you that listened last Monday, perhaps it hit you at that point. Listen, there are 86,400 seconds in a day. Within a 24-hour period, every single day, we get 86,400 seconds added to our life, okay? Within a year, the number of seconds added to our life is 31,556,926 seconds added to our lives every year. But here's what we need to understand. Every 24-hour period, those 86,400 seconds, we get those redeposited, but we don't get to add those seconds from the previous day. All of those seconds that we did not properly use, all of the seconds that we didn't use altogether, they're gone. You see, time keeps on moving. But here's another fact that I think will even bring it home even more about the importance of properly managing your time. We have, and this is based on living to the age of 80, okay? We have 29,200 days in a lifetime, okay? 29,200 days in a lifetime. And this is, again, based on you living to the age of 80. Now, here's what you need to understand about that. That's not that many days, is it? Well, based on the age that you're at now, you can go ahead and you can literally deduct the number of days from your lifespan, okay? Now, for example, if I were to live until the age of 80 and I'm 50 years old at this time, okay, then I have probably about 8,000 days left in my lifetime. And so that's how you start looking at your life, because, you know, something has to spark you and snap you in your behind to get up and start properly living your life, because guess what? Out of everything in life, we only have one of them. And there's no such thing as having that second life. Once it's gone, it's gone. So we have to be very, very careful. So you have to ask yourself, have I properly set up my time management system? Because this is the miracle that you need to understand, and the secret to life you need to understand, is that those who live their lives structured with clarity and manage themselves properly by the hour are the individuals that reap the most benefits. Now, I don't know about you, but I want to reap the most benefits from my life. And I don't want to play around with the number of days that I have left. That's not even to mention that as you get older, you don't know if you're going to get sick, and a large portion of your old age might be, you know, you being ill. So you don't know. So you really do have to live each day as though it were your last, and you really do have to focus on getting things done efficiently. So, again, have you properly set up your time management system? Okay? Very, very important. And number five, which is, you know, my all-time favorite, is do you have, okay, and you need to ask yourself this question, do I have unshakable faith in myself, okay? Do I have unshakable faith in myself? Here's why this question is so important. And maybe those of you who are consistent listeners, you've heard me talk about unshakable faith, and so for those of you who might be new to this term, I want to define what unshakable faith is. Unshakable faith is a level of belief so deeply rooted within yourself that it causes you to take swift and immediate action on any of your goals, on anything that you want to do. And a person who is successful, a person who gets things done fast and who doesn't procrastinate on what it is that they want out of life, they have unshakable faith. Now, how do you believe so deeply within yourself that it causes you to take this kind of action? Well, ladies, it all starts with you asking yourself these questions that I've just given you. It starts with you gathering up the information, developing your skills, writing your vision. And the more you do these things, the more you begin to have evidence. You begin to have proof that you really can make these things happen, and that changes your level of belief. And when you have things that help you to change your level of belief and starts building in a strong belief, then you begin to have unshakable faith, and you know that you can do it. I want to give you a quick example of unshakable faith. Because for those of you who say, well, you know, I don't have unshakable faith about anything right now, you really do. You're breathing, right? Take a deep breath for me, ladies. Just right now, go ahead. You know, take a deep breath. No matter how silly it makes you feel from me saying it on the radio, take a deep breath. Okay. The air that you just breathe, you cannot see it, but you automatically believe that it is there. You have taken it for granted that it is there, okay? You have unshakable belief in the air because every time you breathe, every time you take a breath, you believe that the air is there, so therefore you took action and your body automatically breathes, right? You have unshakable faith, without a doubt, to know that that air is there, so much so that it's built an automatic habit in your body to continuously breathe naturally and normally, because the faith is there so deep-rooted that you are breathing naturally on your own, okay? And by the way, you may not know it, but breathing is a habit. You see, the habits are very, very important. You have habits that contribute to your life and habits that take away. Everything that we do, the way God designed our bodies, is automated. And what habits are is habits help us to automate a process so that it becomes natural. That's what a habit does. Unfortunately, there are some habits that cause negative reactions as well, okay? But breathing is an automated habit. Seeing is an automated habit. Talking is an automated habit. habits are automated so that we can function naturally. That's what they are all about. That's why habits are so very, very important, okay? So unshakable faith in various things in our lives is necessary in order for us to truly function. And so with business, you must have unshakable faith in whatever it is that you're trying to do, or else you can't build an automatic habit to take action on whatever it is that you want. So I'm going to say something that's going to really make you think, and I'm going to say it, and I don't mean to hurt anyone's feelings, but here's the thing. If you have not achieved the level of success that you want to achieve, and I know that there are many factors in there, however, I would say if you have not achieved the level of success, or if you're not headed towards that level of success, I believe it's because you do not have the level of faith necessary to make it happen. It has nothing to do with money. It has nothing to do with anybody else. It has nothing to do with your environment as much as it has to do with your level of faith. And so I want to encourage you to start working on building your unshakable faith in whatever area that you're trying to be successful in. And again, faith gets stronger the more your belief is stronger. And how do you get that belief? Well, you get that belief based on you taking action and building your personal development skills and the things that you need to do to make it happen. If you take no action, your belief level goes down. The more you do in educating yourself and building yourself to make things happen, the more you begin to buy into it. You begin to believe that it is possible for you. So, ladies, I want you to seriously write these questions down, ask yourself these questions, and take the time, schedule the time to really ponder these questions and to answer them honestly, okay? Have I actually written my vision, number one? Number two, why am I not taking action? Number three, you know, what can I do today to be more successful? Number four, have I properly set up my time management system? And number five, do I have unshakable faith in myself? Very important. Well, ladies, that's all we have for you today. I want to wish you a very, very successful and productive week this week. Again, I want to give a salute out to all of those veterans that have fought for our freedoms and our liberties. And I want to thank you all for listening today, and I encourage you to mark it in your calendar to listen to Successful Woman Radio every Monday at 12 noon. Our next show date is Monday, June 4th. Until then, take care, have much peace and prosperity. Bye-bye, everybody.